Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. Game 1 of the World Series in baseball went to the Giants. They beat the Royals 7-1. San Francisco jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the first inning and coasted the rest of the way. Pitcher Madison Bumgarner dominates with 7 strong innings, allowed 1 run, just 3 hits. Hunter Pence poked a 2-run home run early. Pablo Sandoval had 2 hits and 2 ribbies. Joe Panik had an RBI single. Bumgarner is now 4-1 in postseason with a 1.29 ERA. The Giant win snaps the Royals' 8-game postseason win streak. Game 2 tonight, Jake Peavy, who won 8 games down the stretch and saved the Giants' season after coming over from the trade in Boston, will start. He'll go against Yordano Ace Ventura, Kansas City's bright rookie right-hander. Elsewhere in baseball, in Miami, the DEA arrest black market PED drug dealer Paulo Berejuk, a man who is known as a drug supplier of PEDs, sold testosterone to Biogenesis owner Tony Bosch, who then peddled it on to major league players. He's been viewed as a bulk supplier of illegal PEDs. He faces a 10-year prison sentence. Minnesota Twins have met for a third time with Paul Molitor. It appears that he is going to be their next manager. He met on Tuesday with general manager Terry Ryan to discuss the vacant Twins job. Rangers are losing Tim Bogar, bypassed for the Texas managerial job despite a 14-6 record. As interim manager, he's turned down an opportunity to stay on the coaching staff. Red Sox have hired Chili Davis as the new hitting coach, served as the hitting coach for the Athletics last 3 seasons. The Reds have fired Steve Smith, their third base coach, after 1 year on the job. The Reds led Major League Baseball, 28 runners thrown out at home plate. Dave Magadan is not going to the Yankees as hitting coach. He's elected to stay in Texas. And Mike Socia, the Angels, named American League Manager of the Year by the Sporting News. Palm Beach, Florida's city council has reached agreement on how to fund a $135 million spring training facility to house both the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. And at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the wrecking crews demolished the historic left field and right field bleachers at the ball yard. The walls with the ivy, however, remain standing. It's all the beginning of a $757 million renovation project. In NFL football, the Chargers go through their final walkthrough practice early today, then leave this afternoon for Denver, where they play the Broncos tomorrow. Cornerback Jason Verrett, the number one draft pick, went through a limited practice on Tuesday, still has a shoulder issue. Linebacker Jerry Atashu went through a limited practice. He's got a hamstring. Cornerback Brandon Flowers did not practice with that concussion. Interesting NFL trade. Tennessee Titans have dealt starting linebacker Akeem Ayers and a draft pick to the New England Patriots for a 6th-round pick. Patriots have been ravaged by injuries. They have only 3 healthy linebackers. Dallas Cowboys, in a surprise, released Missouri linebacker Michael Sam. He spent 6 weeks on the developmental squad, never got on the active roster. Carolina has given up on cornerback Charles Godfrey, former starter, never came back from knee surgery. They released him. Kansas City released defensive tackle Jarrell Worthy. Tampa Bay has signed ex-Giant and Bronco kickoff return man Trendon Holliday. Buffalo has signed free agent Cowboy running back Philip Tanner. Colts have signed ex-Tampa Bay running back Jeff Demps. Redskins have signed free agent linebacker Everett Brown. New Orleans has signed free agent offensive guard Eric Olson. New York Giants bring in 15 players for physical exams and free agent workouts. Included in the group, Terrell Pryor, the ex-Raider quarterback, former Cowboy running back Felix Jones, and ex-Chief tight end Tony Mowacki. Meanwhile, the Patriots have lost defensive end Chandler Jones 4 weeks with a hip injury. Steelers have lost offensive tackle Marcus Gilbert. He's out with a concussion. Saints have lost running back Pierre Thomas 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. Giants linebacker John Beeson leaves the team for a 2nd medical opinion, ligament damage in his toe. And Giant defensive tackle Cullen Jackins out with a calf injury. Good news on the Detroit front. Running back Reggie Bush activated. He'd been out a couple of weeks with ankle problems, did practice. Miami's activated linebacker Deion Jordan. He'd been suspended the first 6 weeks of the season with a drug issue. And the Eagles get good news. Running back Darren Sproles returns to practice. He had been out a couple of weeks with a knee sprain. Lots of news involving teams in the front office. Chicago Bears general manager Phil Emery has given a vote of confidence to quarterback Jay Cutler, calling him a winner. Browns coach Mike Pettine gives a vote of confidence to his quarterback Brian Hoyer, despite a 16-for-41 passing performance last Sunday in Jacksonville. Houston coach Bill O'Brien says error-prone quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick will remain his starter. And in Carolina, the NFL says it made a mistake. It will not fine linebacker Luke Kuechly, who was ejected for allegedly hitting an official by accident. League also said a penalty flag thrown against Kuechly should not have been thrown. College football, Florida's athletic director Jeremy Foley says he will evaluate the status of coach Will Muschamp at the end of the season. Meanwhile, ex-Gator quarterback Tim Tebow, now working for ESPN, says there's no leadership in the Florida program. In a probe of Georgia running back Todd Gurley has shown that he accepted $400 cash for autographs. He remains under suspension. Couple of NBA notes for a team that's supposed to be elite. It's not been a good preseason for the LA Clippers. They gave up 125 points last night, losing again, this time to Golden State. Indiana Pacers have lost guard David West with a badly sprained ankle. Washington Wizards, who are without two starting guards, have signed free agent journeyman guard John Lucas III. NHL hockey, big matchup tonight in Anaheim. The Ducks, who are 5-1, tangle with the Buffalo Sabres, who are 1-5. Bad news in Columbus. Blue Jackets center Nathan Horton, who signed a $37 million free agent contract last offseason, may be forced to retire because of a spine problem. Last night, Montreal went to 6-1 on the season, best record in the NHL with a victory over the Detroit Red Wings. Nashville remained unbeaten in six games. They posted a win over the Arizona Coyotes. And in South Africa, Oscar Pistorius. Lawyers say the Blade Runner Olympic star will begin serving his 5-year prison sentence, but they have the right to appeal the sentence after 10 months in prison. They could ask the judge then to have the remainder of the sentence restructured and put Pistorius under house arrest for the final 4.5 years of the sentence. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.